ABC Radio Australia.
A village on Tanna Island in Vanuatu has developed a traditional song and dance to ward off the coronavirus pandemic. It's a sign that news about COVID-19 and its health risks is reaching Vanuatu's most remote communities. But as Priyanka Srinivasan reports, health authorities fear that these custom performances are also spreading misinformation about the coronavirus.
I really want you to listen to this song and take its message into your heart. In this dance, we are singing about coronavirus. It's a sickness that's coming to our ocean countries. The song says coronavirus can come to Vanuatu. It is in China and America, and it can come to Vanuatu.
Chief Trini is from a village on the island of Tanna in Vanuatu's south. He says his people created this song to protect themselves against COVID-19, and he claims spirits gave it to musicians in the village. The people in his community still use their ancient traditions or customs in their everyday life.
In Vanuatu, the spirit gives songs to our people so that they can sing it to make sure this coronavirus illness, it stays in all these big countries and doesn't come here to Vanuatu. It's a dance to protect our people. It's words to protect Vanuatu.
Isabella Charlie from the NGO Care International actually travelled to Chief Trini's village earlier this year. She was part of efforts by the local provincial government to get information about the pandemic into communities.
Care was part of the team that went out to communities around Tanna. We helped coordinate trips going out to Waisan's community just to put out messages about COVID-19.
She says she's seen many remote communities across Vanuatu use custom song and dance to share messages. And though this is the first time she's seen a custom song be used in health communication, she says in some communities where she works, it can be hard to communicate information outside of traditional authorities. It sometimes means people often don't trust doctors and won't go to a local health center if they're sick.
Those communities are remote, they have limited access to internet and connectivity, but they usually get messages through words of mouth and also through passing of messages through the structures, so going through area council and then to area secretaries down to committees down at the community level.
But health experts say that can mean that important facts about COVID-19 might get lost in translation. Chief Trini, for example, isn't worried about the pandemic reaching his remote community. He believes, thanks to this song and traditions, his people are protected.
We're not worried about catching this illness coronavirus because we can use our local tools, our custom, our local food. Like I said earlier, the spirit gave us this song, so when you hear it, you feel better.
Dr. Len Taravonda heads up Vanuatu's COVID-19 task force. He says they had trouble in some communities who might be a bit reluctant to believe health information based on science.
In Vanuatu, in many areas, not just Tanna, you get this sort of thing where because of they have their tradition, their own traditional beliefs and, you know, their custom beliefs and perhaps their spiritual beliefs, you know, they think that they also have other ways of dealing with something like coronavirus for this matter.
He's particularly concerned that some remote communities might ignore messaging from health authorities and instead believe they are protected by their traditional wisdom.
I think in a way that would go against the message that the Vanuatu government and the Ministry of Health is always promoting. In the Ministry of Health, we normally promote the five messages of, we call them five things to know and five things to do. And these are critical messages about coronavirus. One of them obviously is hand washing. One is seeking early medical care. One is in, you know, the proper cough. Etiquette, the social distancing, you know, so, you know, although traditional beliefs are important, sometimes this is the challenge that we face when perhaps their beliefs, they don't necessarily align with the evidence about certain things that we do or we say, and that this is where perhaps we need to do more work in terms of convincing them that, yes, they have their own beliefs, but actually the science and the evidence points in this direction.
It's a difficult balancing act, Dr. Taravanda says, ensuring on the one hand that Vanuatu's traditions are respected, but also making sure they don't spread misinformation about the virus. But according to anthropologist Maya Haviland from the Australian National University, the two aren't mutually exclusive. She's found in her research that communities can reach more people by using their traditions to speak about modern problems.
In all cultures, that is the work of creative practitioners and artists, is to engage us in thinking about issues or understanding messages in ways that really reach you. You know, it's much more potent in a song or a dance than it is in a speech often. It gives people access to a whole set of knowledges and ways to respond that may be really useful in this current time. I mean, in many ways, I think that it shows how these traditional cultures have extra resources and are in fact incredibly resilient in the face of these big human crises that we're facing by drawing on almost like a broader repertoire of knowledge.
Len Taravanda from Vanuatu's Ministry of Health agrees. He says the fact traditional artists on Tana are inspired by coronavirus is a good sign.
For me, it reflects the fact that perhaps our messages are going deeper into communities and they are understanding it, and they are, you know, they are coming up with their own messaging in the songs that they create to inform others about coronavirus. So it was wonderful to hear the news about these people in Tana.
But he says his team plans to do more work to ensure Vanuatu's custom authorities are equipped with clear information about the pandemic, so their performances are both engaging and accurate.
We can raise awareness, but it's more important to actually educate, you know, and then get even basic people, the grassroots people, understand the basic principles, the basic concept about coronavirus, so that at least the chiefs and the community leaders, do not promote other messages that would go against what the government and the Ministry of Health is promoting.
Oh,